Hey, you know what? Yesterday was, I'm recording this on Monday. Yesterday was Sunday. And I sat and worked with a WordPress website that just kept breaking. Every time I would go to update the theme, it would break. And in total, it probably took me an hour to get it right, get it fixed. For the client. Now, here's the thing why I'm even talking about this. I know that a bunch of you are doing that. Or some of you right now that are listening, your website is actually broke and you don't even know it. So I have a solution for you. It's called ClearSight WP. And if you go to clearsightwp.com, you'll see all the beautiful websites that I can build for you. But one of the cool things about it is that in that offer, a full year of hosting and maintenance is included. And that means that if WordPress ever decides to do what it do to you, what it did to me yesterday, I'm the one that's messing with that, not you. I'm the one that's figuring out, you know, what's wrong, which files are missing, you know, mysteriously, which files got, you know, are gone. So you don't have to do that. I do that. Not to mention my websites look great. They're clear. People can understand them and they convert well. So go to clearsightwp.com and save yourself the hassle of jacking with WordPress websites on a Sunday.
You're listening to the Daily Business Podcast with your business coach, Mitch Alverson. This is the place for daily coaching, because when you have a coach, you get better results.
Hey everybody, happy Tuesday, it's Mitch here. Yep, so we just finished up the chapter on sales. That was chapter 8 of the book, Business Made Simple by Nonnell Miller. If you don't have the book, go get the book on Amazon so you can follow along. We're about to get into chapter 9, which is called Negotiation Made Simple. Here's the truth, guys. We are all negotiating all the time. You just think about it. Your salary with your boss, schedule with your assistant, where to go to lunch, whether or not your kids are going to get an Xbox. There's always a negotiation going on. And if you're good at this, you can save or make your company millions of dollars. Okay. And in some places, right, you can even add a zero to that. Depends on scale, right? The fact is, you need to be good at it, because we're constantly negotiating. So what does that mean? If you are a business professional, and or an entrepreneur who's, you know, just a solopreneur, doesn't matter, and you don't have a negotiation framework, then you're probably not going to do so well when it comes to negotiating. You need to know what's going on. You need to know what the other people are up to, and how to approach that. And so what we're going to do over the next few days is look at the Negotiation Made Simple framework that you can go through completely in Business Made Simple University, the online platform where you can, you know, get great, great education delivered so well in video-driven curriculum by Don Miller and his team. So we're going to be looking at that. So you keep listening, because we're going to get some really great stuff. John Lowry is the guy who wrote the curriculum. He's a teacher at a professor at Pepperdine Law, teaching negotiation. So you're going to want to keep listening, because you're going to want to be a better negotiator. So yeah, just keep listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Here's a sales answer from the Little Red Book of Sales Answers by Jeffrey Gittimer. What is the best time and the best way to ask for the sale? To get the sale, you must ask for it. Yes, Jeffrey, you say, but when do you ask? What's the perfect time to ask? How do I know? No one knows that except you. I can only tell you it's a delicate combination of the prospect's buying signals and your gut feeling. How to ask and what to ask are easier to define than when to ask. Since the ask is a critical part of the sale, you'd better be prepared with a number of options for the how and what part. Important note, here's what never to ask. What will it take for me to get your business? Or what will it take to earn your business? That's an insult question. Great salespeople figure out what it takes and then do it. More important note, many salespeople are ask reluctant. I refer to them as sales chickens. If this is you, just realize the worst that can happen when you ask is that the prospect says no, which to any good salesperson means not yet. Big deal. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Daily Business Podcast with Mitch Alverson. If you got time, please subscribe to the podcast and consider rating and reviewing the show. That way, other people will find us. By the way, I really love to hear from you guys, so please email me at mitch@3advisors.org with your feedback or questions. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Daily Business Podcast with Mitch Alverson.